Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess.
And Charlie.
With your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a study from the Sunshine Coast University Hospital recorded 176 e-scooter injuries among children aged 5 to 15 between 2023 and 2024, with 1 in 10 injuries being life-threatening. Common issues included lack of helmet use and speeding over the 25 km per hour limit. The average age of injured riders was 14, predominantly male. One such case was 11-year-old Gavin Bolt, who suffered a severe head injury requiring emergency surgery. Health experts and parents are urging for stricter regulations, including raising the minimum riding age to 16, as Queensland currently allows children as young as 12 to ride e-scooters under supervision.
Queensland Health is investigating two new malaria cases as the state's total number of infections this year rises to 71. Queensland Health says 97% of the cases recorded had come from overseas, predominantly Papua New Guinea and the Solomon Islands.
In national news, the final election seat has been declared, with Teal independent Nicolette Boll winning the seat of Bradfield by just 26 votes. Boll has become the first non-Liberal MP to represent the Northern Sydney seat in its 75-year history. This result could be challenged in court, with the defeated Liberal candidate, Giselle Capitarin, saying she will review the count.
Australia's beloved six-piece, Ocean Alley, is set to release their fifth album titled Love Balloon. The Northern Beaches group is heading off to tour North America, sprinkling in shows through Europe and the UK. The album releases September 19th this year.
In international news, Elon Musk has slammed Trump by calling his spending bill a disgusting abomination. The criticism comes less than a week after Musk himself left US President Donald Trump's administration. In a post on X, Musk said that the spending bill will massively increase the already gigantic budget deficit, and that the legislation has passed the House of Representatives and is likely to cause a fierce debate in the Senate.
For your weather today, it's stupidly cold. It's currently sunny and 12 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is none, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.